swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, and death. Tightly bound by the chains of karma, so hard to release. Ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the pitch-black darkness of ignorance, taking rebirth after rebirth in boundless samsara, and unceasingly tormented by the three sufferings, painful feelings, changing suffering, and pervasive suffering. Through contemplating the state of your mothers, all living beings, in conditions such as these, generate the supreme mind of bodhicitta. These are such blessed and beautiful instructions. And I think if we take the time to take these contemplations, to take the meaning of the words into our heart and contemplate so that the meaning touches our heart, we'll understand their power. Because in this section, as you know, from the previous weeks, Venerable Geshe-la is teaching us how to do a contemplation and meditation to develop bodhicitta that has five stages. And these five stages we practice on the basis of our cherishing love. So with cherishing love in our heart, thinking, Geshe-la says, understanding and thinking from our heart, recognizing that all living beings are our kind mothers and we cherish them, believing they are more important than myself, who am only one single person. So this belief is exchanging self with others, this belief. So with this precious belief, believing all our kind mothers are more important than ourself, who am only one single person, we then contemplate, meditate on these five stages so that the supreme good heart of bodhicitta can be born in our own mind. You know the lovely words from Shantideva. May the precious supreme mind of bodhicitta grow where it has not yet grown. Where it has grown, may it not decrease, but flourish forevermore. So may it grow where it has not yet grown. So every day of our life as a Kadampa practitioner, someone who has the unbelievable, unequaled good fortune to have met Kadam Dharma and a spiritual guide who holds the instructions of the Ganden Ora lineage in their heart, we're of no doubt what our main practice is. Our main practice is striving to benefit others. We're trying to think about others more and more often until we never think about ourselves. Can't we look forward to that? The day, the most wonderful day, when we never think about ourselves anymore. So we don't really understand the power of contaminated birth, aging, sickness, death, to carry us along, always experiencing suffering. Who's going to stop these four powerful rivers? How are they going to stop? So as we understand, only through each and every living being realizing emptiness. So our mind is moved. We want to help them. At the moment, we're powerless. We need a special ability that comes when we have a mind completely free from all mistaken appearance. We see things as they really are. The mind with that ability is the inner light of wisdom, omniscient wisdom that is enlightenment. So our compassion pushes us to gain this wisdom, because without this wisdom, we can't really help. As Geshe-la says elsewhere, how can one drowning person help another? It's so true. How can one drowning person help another? We have to not be drowning. We need the inner wisdom. That is enlightenment. The inner light of wisdom that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance. Then, because we've no mistaken appearance, we can touch the hearts of each and every living being every day and emanate for them whatever they need to guide them on the liberating path. We can bestow blessings and appear as countless emanations effortlessly.